Huffington Post launches attack on Joe Biden as supporter of corporate elite. By Warner Todd Houston on March 5, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden is still contemplating a run for president in 2020, but it appears that if Huffington Post has its way, Joe will fade off into history instead of riding a wave of Democrat votes into the White House. With its lead story for March 5, Huffington Post pounded Barack Obama's vice president for being a champion of policies favored by Republicans and the corporate elite. The article by HuffPost's Zach Carter makes note of middle-class Joe's efforts to position himself as the populist choice of average, workaday Americans, and the kind of Democrat you could have a beer with. But Huffington Post does not want anyone misled by Biden's folksy veneer. This version of folksy Joe even touted himself as labor from belt buckle to shoe buckle. There's only one problem with this carefully cultivated image: Joe Biden's entire career. The liberal side insists that Biden's entire 40 years in government has been spent working to the opposite ends of his folksy reputation. In more than four decades of public service, Biden has enthusiastically championed policies favored by financial elites, forging alliances with Wall Street and the political right to notch legislative victories that ran counter to the populist ideas that now animate his party. If he declares for the presidency, Biden will face a Democratic electorate that has moved on from his brand of politics. HuffPo goes on to cite several examples of Biden's work in favor of big money. The article cites a 1979 fight between Biden and Senator T.D. Kennedy where Biden supported big money corporations over Kennedy's hopes to limit the growth of corporations. And then there was Biden's effort to scuttle Democrat plans to alter antitrust laws to make it easier for consumers to sue big corporations. The article even dredged up a Biden quote where he commented favorably about voting conservative. "A lot of us sit around thinking up ways to vote conservative just so we don't come out with a liberal rating," Biden told Washingtonian in 1974. "When it comes to civil rights and civil liberties, I'm a liberal, but that's it. I'm really quite conservative on most other issues." Biden was routinely marked in low numbers by groups that rated Congress for its ideological leanings, HuffPo reminds readers. Of course, this was in the day when the new Democrats were positioning themselves as good, old-fashioned, blue dogs, and not liberal elites. Remember, even Bill Clinton ran for the White House in 1992 as a new Democrat, a supposedly fiscally responsible, conservative Democrat. HuffPo lists more of Biden's conservative votes. By the time Biden first ran for president in 1987, he had adopted much of Reagan's anti-government message in his pitch to Democratic voters, Carter writes disapprovingly. Biden's 1987 plagiarism scandal received a brief mention. As well, Biden dropped out of the 1988 presidential race after just a few months, unable to deal with a speechwriting plagiarism scandal that today seems quaint. Carter didn't elaborate, but the incident was very embarrassing for Biden at the time. He was caught lifting a segment from a speech British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock delivered only 4 months prior to the 1988 U.S. election cycle. But that incident also came on the heels of questions over plagiarism indulged when Biden was in college, charges he eventually admitted to perpetrating. He tried to explain it away, saying his college plagiarism wasn't malevolent. But piled on top of his speech controversy, the charges were too much for him to overcome. Even as he bowed out of the 1988 run for the White House, HuffPo notes that Biden was a strong advocate of Clinton's fiscally conservative policy ideas. "Biden was a steadfast supporter of an economic agenda that caused economic inequality to skyrocket during the Clinton years," Carter wrote. The HuffPo assault on Biden's liberal bona fides went on with charges that the former VP supported a long list of policies that benefited the rich. "Biden helped cut taxes for the rich. Biden supported the Regal-Neal Interstate Banking Act, which allowed banks to expand across state lines. Biden voted to repeal Glass-Steagall. Biden supported laws that help Wall Street bankers and investors. Biden opposed rules to make it easier for debt-strapped households to declare bankruptcy." Carter also noted that as Obama's VP, Biden worked with Republicans to implement cuts to Social Security in exchange for but small tax hikes on the rich. In summation, HuffPost Carter slams Joe as a sham candidate who is illegitimately presenting himself as a liberal champion for the common man. Biden's regular Joe credibility is based entirely on his personal background, as someone who grew up working class and speaks with the rough masculinity that Washington interprets as authenticity. But his politics have always relied on elite assumptions about the economy. Deficits are bad, deregulation is smart, and the government is at best a clumsy steward of economic prosperity. Of course, Biden has a long history of imagining himself as the next president. As mentioned above, Biden ran a disastrous campaign in 1988 when he was derailed and bowed out early after those plagiarism charges. Joe Biden has not quite decided whether he is running for president again. But clearly, HuffPo is not very interested in the idea. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThuston.